Well, not all men are like you, Rev.
That's a shame. Oh, come on. You wouldn't be.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be whipped like that.
No, I wouldn't.
I can't go. All the kids are in bed, but my wife wants me home.
Yeah, we're going to read together.
Yeah, exactly. When they're going to fucking cuddle and watch Jersey Shore.
Oh.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them. Let them hit me. Raise it, baby. Stay with me. I love it. Luck and intuition play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's in his heart. Oh! Oh, oh! Oh! Oh, E! Oh! Oh, oh! I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. Oh! Oh, 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 ooh! Oh, E, oh. Oh, I'll get them hot. Show them what I've got. Poker face.
Legend in my spare time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears.
Poker face.
That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another outstanding episode of Legend in My Spare Time.
We're going with double threes, ain't we?
We are double. No, 32.
32.
With me, as always, is the Reverend Dan Davies.
That's right. I'm a trip myself this week.
And I am Matt motherfucking Lees. Welcome back. Back once again, it's the Incredible.
You're welcome.
The Expendable.
The Expendables.
No, we're not Expendables. We're non-expendable.
No, we are Essentials.
Essentials. We are the Essentials.
Yeah.
The Essential Podcast.
If we were a doo-wop band, we'd be the Essentials.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, it's nice to be here with you. It's nice to be back on a regular week-to-week schedule.
Fucking right.
Things have been a little fucked up for us lately. Mainly, I blame the Rev.
Life gets in the way of the Matt Cave sometimes.
That's right.
Eh?
Life does get in the way of the Matt Cave.
Yeah.
So, this week's opening, we had to feature a little bit of Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Opposite of Christopher Reeve.
That's right.
So, would you like to hear a story, Rev, right off the bat about how Christopher Walken got me in trouble at work this week?
Lay it on me.
All right. So, I'm browsing the internet. I'm browsing one of our friends' Facebook pages.
Okay.
Michael Knight.
Is that cool in the gang where you work?
Not really. So, I find on Michael Knight's Facebook a printout, a picture that says... It's basically like a drawing of Christopher Walken's face.
Yeah.
And it says, cut out along the lines to make your very own Christopher Walken mask.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, that's fucking tits.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Now, the girl who sits across from me, the one that I got hired with, she can't see my face when we're talking because the computer monitors are like face to face, so we can't see each other. So I decided to print out this Christopher Walken face and tape it to the back of my monitor so that when she looks over, she sees a drawing of Christopher Walken.
That's awesome.
So it's there on, say, Monday and Tuesday. And Tuesday, or let's say later in the week, I get an email from one of the ladies. I don't know who she is, by the way.
Okay.
Get an email.
An anonymous.
Right. It says, well, the person's name was there, but it might as well have been anonymous because I don't know who she is at this point.
Okay.
And it says, hey, we're just wondering, who's that guy on the back of your monitor?
Yeah.
So I respond to this person who I don't know.
Yeah.
Why, of course, it's Christopher Walken, one of the greatest humans alive.
That's right, yeah.
So then she writes back.
Acting legend.
Right. And then she writes back, does he have to be staring at me? He's creeping me out. Again, don't know who this is.
Well, now you know, because it's the person on the other side of your computer, no?
It's, no, there are other people on that side as well. So it's somebody over there. So basically, I reply back, just being polite. Oh, well, I mean, it was kind of a joke. I can take it down if it bothers you.
Yeah.
What do you think her response was?
Please take it down.
Okay. Okay. And then she says, now what's this joke? You're not being very forthcoming.
It's a cutout of Crystal of Walken's fucking face. That's the joke, bitch.
So immediately, that's how I feel, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the HR-friendly, politically correct way to say, bitch, it's none of your business. So I basically just say, oh, I didn't realize it was up for debate.
You just always say, you know what? If I have to explain it, it's really not funny.
Right. But it's... Where does she get off thinking that she's allowed to ask me that?
What the joke is?
Yeah, like, what's this joke then? Well, it's none of your fucking business, shorty.
You know, yeah, if you don't get it, it probably means that you weren't meant to get it.
Exactly. So I had to take it down.
Okay.
No more Christopher Walken at my desk.
Well...
Now, I find...
I don't know.
I'm annoyed.
Things could be worse.
Rev, just let me fucking vent, okay?
You get it out of your system, bro.
So then it turns out I find out who this little Oompa Loompa is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's somebody that I had a run-in with the day before.
A negative encounter?
Yeah. She's also a temp like me.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't mean shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Strike one, bitch.
Chris Walken's going back up.
This is the day before, mind you. So we do a few jobs at my work, and without making it boring, let's use the metaphor of an ice cream sundae, okay? Let's say an ice cream sundae in this world is fudge on the bottom, ice cream, fudge, ice cream, fudge, and then a cherry on top, okay? Let's just say
How about peanuts?
Okay, fine. You don't like cherries?
I don't like maraschino cherries. Is it a real cherry or is it a maraschino cherry?
It would be maraschino because I wouldn't have real... Fine. For this hypothetical scenario, it's peanuts, okay?
Thank you.
So peanuts go on the top of this. So let's imagine...
That's what she said.
Bam! Let's imagine you make me a... You make the sundae.
Yeah.
Okay? Fudge. Ice cream, fudge. Ice cream, fudge. No peanuts. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
And then I say to you, you know, Rev, when you make this kind of sundae, it gets peanuts on top, eh? And you're like, oh.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I'll make sure I do that from now on.
Yep.
And then I proceed to go... So what you do is fudge, ice cream.
The bread. Oh, we were just talking about this a couple minutes ago.
Ice cream, fudge, peanuts.
So to which you say,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah, got it. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And she's like, then you forgot the peanuts on top. And I'm like, thanks for pointing it out. I got it. No worries. And she's like, yeah, that really goes on top. So it's, you know, the fudge, the ice cream. And I was like, yeah, I get it. And
how many times did she give you the breakdown?
Twice. And then she was like, didn't anyone tell you that? And I was like, no, I wasn't aware. And she goes, yeah, if you have questions, you should definitely ask. And I was like, I didn't have a question. I wasn't aware that this was part of the steps.
Yeah.
Now I'm aware, so I got this. All the time thinking, who the fuck are you? You're a fucking temp too. By Christmas, you're out of a job like me.
She's a temp superstar.
Yeah, and then later I overhear her talking to one of our superiors about peanuts on top.
Of course.
I don't know if it was me. I can't say that, right? But I fucking know I heard something about peanuts on top.
Absolutely. Of course, because people... If she's going to be like that to you, she's gonna be driving for recognition, right?
Yeah, she's one of those people. This morning we had a little staff meeting, and she said twice during the meeting, don't you think it would work better this way? She's that girl. You know which girl I mean now? And she's that woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you should have jumped up during that staff meeting, and you should have said, by the way, guys, I don't know if everyone knows this, but I know that we've ran into some problems with this, this past week, but peanuts go on top of the fudge sundae, okay? I just want everyone to know.
Exactly. Now, before any of you get cocky, no, I'm not working at a Dairy Queen again. Okay? No,
again.
This is an actual metaphor for a job that I'm doing right now. But the fucking office life, man. And it's as if as soon as one thing in the office went wrong, everything went to hell. Because I come back from lunch the one day, And they say, okay, guys, get in a group. We've got some exciting news. I'm thinking free blowjobs and ice cream.
All right. That's right.
No. They decide that for team building purposes.
Oh, great.
A la Harry Potter. They're going to split us into houses.
Oh.
By putting our names into hats.
The pulling sorting our names hat.
And saying that we are now the house of whatever, right?
Which one are you?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So, they pull all our names. Of course, it's me and a bunch of people I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, now you guys go ahead and pick your team names, okay? So, it's houses, right?
Yeah.
So, Matt motherfucking Lee says, hey, let's call it the House of Ill Repute. I just did the finger snap, by the way. Because
yep.
I'm like, that's fucking tits. Lady across from me, we'll call her Zilda.
Okay.
Zilda says, no, I don't like that name. What do you guys think about the thumbtacks?
House of thumbtacks.
Right. So I'm like,
House of the thumbtacks?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I was like, yo, House of Ill Repute is way better. Thumbtacks is kind of a dumb name.
Yeah.
She's like, well, do you have a better idea? And I'm like, yes, the House of Ill Repute. And then, no, doesn't happen. I get voted out. Turns out we end up deciding on Wizards Lizards. Now wait, not Wizards and Lizards or the Wizards and Lizards, just Wizard Lizard. Okay? Like Lynyrd Skynyrd, only Wizard Lizard?
I'll show you my Wizard Lizard, baby.
So, it's one of these fucking asinine little games where like, oh, you were late today. That's minus 2 points.
To your house?
Yeah. Matt, you left sensitive material on your desk. That's minus 2. That kind of shit, okay?
Uh-huh. No, but does it work the other way? Do you get recognition?
Yeah. Yes. So if you do a half hour overtime, you get a point. Whatever, right? But, so what happens is we get an email in the morning that says, hey, here's the scores. Congrats, guys. And a breakdown. Wizards Lizards lost points for sensitive material being left out.
Was it you?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no. You know why? Because motherfuckers I work with fuck with your shit if you leave it laying on the printer. So I get it the fuck out of there as soon as possible.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so anyway, I see a grown woman jump up out of her seat and walk over to our manager's desk and say, what sensitive material got left out? Was it you guys? Was it you pointing at me? Did you leave something out? Who left this out? Who left it? It's 2 points, by the way, in a fucking meaningless game.
Yeah.
She made this manager get up, walk around the entire floor with this piece of paper until somebody claimed it. And then, when it turned out it wasn't somebody on our team, she said, ha! I told you!
Oh, that bitch, eh?
Grown woman, bro. Grown woman with kids and shit, like a grown-up.
Like, how old would you say?
Late 40s.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I need to go for a walk.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a common misconception out there that age breeds wisdom. I'm sorry. I don't care how fucking old you are, how long you've managed to survive this world. It doesn't fucking make you smart or wise.
So that's how I'm doing right now, being in an office.
You're loving it.
I am, I guess.
I kind of want to get an office job, to be honest.
Well, I think if you and I were working there together, we would have got fired when this situation happened.
Oh, I'd get fired.
Because we would have been like, what the fuck do you have against Christopher Walken? And what the fuck are you doing arguing over 2 points?
What if you... What if you drew sunglasses on Chris Walken so he's not staring at her?
Well, we were thinking of putting a pirate patch on him. Because pirate Christopher Walken?
All right. Badass.
That's right.
But then one eye still might be following her.
I know. She's so weird.
Dude, sunglasses, man.
I think I'm going to think about it. I taped it to my desk. And now when people walk by, they have to see Chris Walken's face.
Well, you could tape like some Ray-Bans or something.
Yeah, I will. That being said, I mailed a letter to a few of our friends in the United States.
Okay. Who?
Very official letter. Official looking letter saying, hey, thanks for being part of the team. Please accept this gift as a sign of our gratitude. P.S. We hope the rash clears up soon. Rev Matt Lees and Rev Davies, your signature is an X. And I mailed them each a printout of the Christopher Walken mask.
Nice.
And I was like, congratulations, you win.
I would like a cutout of... I'd like that for my war room.
All right, deal.
If
it's on my Facebook.
Hook a honky up.
It's on my Facebook.
All right. I want one for sure.
All right,
I don't have a printer.
they're going to get mail soon that's like...
That's awesome. Who would that be? Who'd you send it? Or do you not want to give it
away? Well, the Misinformation Boys. They're not going to listen before it gets there.
Hey, you know what? They tagged me on one of their Facebook...
For a happy birthday.
For my happy fucking birthday, yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend had a birthday!
That's right.
Yeah. So fucking cute.
I'm an old man.
Okay, ready, listeners? Anyways. Ready? Wait. Ready, listeners? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Sing, you fucks, to you. Happy birthday, dear Reverend. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways, I just wanted to say thanks to those guys.
Oh, yeah, you've been a real fucking cutesy pants lately. Did you see my message on your Facebook?
Gay. I knew it, actually. As soon as I posted that.
I know. You know what?
But that's why you need friends like that to call you out.
I guess, because the ref put up a nice post that was like, I'm lucky to have such great friends. Thanks for all the birthday love.
Yeah.
So I wrote, gay.
Yep, that's it. One word, gay.
Because that's what you would have done to me.
Right to the point, and it was fucking perfect.
And what about my birthday post?
I forget what you wrote. What did you write?
What?
Oh, I eat my shit. Eat shit. Eat my shit.
I was like, what? Because it's your fucking birthday. I got to be nice to you today? Fuck you. Eat shit. Eat my shit.
That's
P.S.
awesome.
I love you.
Yeah.
Was the ending.
That made me fucking howl.
Yeah, well, I knew it would. Because I've been noticing lately that you've been trying to bait me on Facebook.
How so?
Okay, there's a certain Mr. Douchebag musician that I certainly have no love for.
Yeah.
And you recently liked him on Facebook.
I did. I did. But I think you already did.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you only did
You're
that.
You're friends with him.
You only... So what? On Facebook. Okay. You did that to bait me. When I looked at it, I almost commented, and then I was like, no, he's trying to call me out. No, I'm not going to fall for it.
I knew you would see it. I did know that you would see it. That is for sure.
But I definitely couldn't resist the, thanks, guys. Here's a cookie. Here's a cookie. You know what's funny is I was watching Mallrats the other day, and there's a scene where at one point somebody says to him, you want a fucking cookie? He doesn't mean it in the same context that you mean it. But basically, I'm saying you stole it.
No.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, I've only seen that movie like once.
It doesn't hold up as well as the others.
You know what really turned me off of it was Shannon Doherty or whatever.
Doherty?
Yeah. I can't stand that bitch. I don't even think she's good looking.
No, she's not. And there's a funny moment in it, you can remember, because her character's name in 90210 was?
I don't know.
Brenda.
Okay.
And at one point, one of the guys in Mallrats looks at her and goes, Brenda? And she goes, Dick?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Now, do we have any business to tend to? Oh, yeah, we do have business. Fuck you, Tim Van Boss, okay?
Oh.
We got business. For those of you who don't know who Tim Van Boss is, one of our one-time co-hosts, friend of the podcast, fuck you, Van Boss, and here's why.
Whoa, that's venom.
First off... It's funny because we got an email from Max Power, you know, our fucking 11-year-old little girl that listens.
Yeah.
Who has just started his own podcast.
Well, he's a peer of ours now, I guess.
Yeah. Our Happy Landfill is the name of their show.
Yeah.
I got cocky little emails from them saying, hey, man, we're awesome now. We're ready to be on your podcast.
Okay.
Listen, boys, get to 10. Okay. Get to 10 consistent episodes. We don't want to sell you to our listeners if you're going to disappear after a few episodes like JV Gravy and Generation Ill did. Remember those motherfuckers? Yeah. No. So, get to 10 episodes and we'll have you guys on for sure. But Max Power wrote to us. If you remember, Max Power was a big fan of Mr. Van Boss.
Yeah.
I love Van Boss. He wrote back to us into the legendinmypodcast@gmail.com and said, for the record, I never liked Van Boss. I was just trying to bust your balls.
Fair enough.
So fuck you, Van Boss. And I see the guy today.
One point for Max Power.
That's right. I see Van Boss today. You know what he says to me?
What's that?
Hey, Lees, that last Legend episode.
Yeah.
B minus. That's what he said. B minus.
What, the BMO one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is the first time we've tried to do something where we cut over a lie, like something that we did outside of the Matt Cave.
Yeah, and he was basically like, you know, it wasn't that, it could have been funnier, and not to mention how long it took you to get up.
How long it took you
like,
to get up?
Because we went in August, and I didn't put it up till, we didn't record it until now.
Yeah, no big deal. Who's counting?
Oh, Tim Van Boss, apparently. B minus.
His band, he's got a band that's playing soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ow! God damn it! Yeah. Fucking cat!
I don't think that we'll say the name of the band, though.
I don't even know it, to be honest.
Because, you know, if I haven't heard it...
You're nobody.
Well, I can't even rate it, you know.
That's right.
It can't even be a B minus.
That's right. So, that's me venting. That's me done venting. Now, when you got here today...
Yes.
You had a little bit of a... You had a little bit of a mean look on your face. And I think you pulled a book... A page out of my book. Were you having a little bit of a text fight?
You know... I'm not going to name any names, but I get annoyed. I get annoyed when I feel like I have to babysit or hold somebody's hand, because the only person that I babysit is my daughter, and the only hand I hold is my wife's.
And right, and mine that one time.
Well, but that's after a lot of beer. That's different. And camaraderie.
And we were watching a scary movie.
Brokeback Mountain.
Back
I just can't quit you.
I can't quit you, Reverend Davies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, fucking, you know what? I don't necessarily think it's a personal thing, but I think that fucking people are so addicted to their fucking Blackberries and iPhones and... Is it a PDA that you call it? A personal device or whatever?
Yeah, also public display of affection.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that makes me sick, too. But fucking Jesus Christ.
What a surprise.
People with all their fucking texts and this and that. And mm-hmm. You know, when I make fucking plans with you, I made fucking plans with you.
Yeah,
so unless you fucking heard from me, you know, I don't care if it was a week or a month. I made those fucking plans with you. And that's it. You know, so don't call me or don't text me or send me a fucking email to confirm. The fucking plans are made. You know, whether you asked me to come to something and I said yes.
Yes.
Or I asked you to come to something and you said yes. That's it. It's locked in. It's booked, right?
Yeah. You hate canceling.
I don't like canceling at all. And if I do have to cancel, I cancel as early as possible. Mm-hmm. So that way the other fucking person has enough time to get their shit in order and the whole night's not a bust, right?
It's like pulling out.
Exactly. The money shot.
The money shot. Oh, there's also money shots in wrestling, but we don't have to talk about wrestling.
Yeah. Anyways, fucking, you know, texting. So anyway, I had plans, you know, obviously to come and do this with you.
And to bring a guest.
A possible guest. And then I was going to go out. And I got this text, you know, about 8 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. We've had these plans for a week now.
A week, folks.
A week, right? I got this text saying... Didn't get confirmation, made other plans. Oh, I think that my text wasn't received at like 8 or 9. I forget what time.
Right.
And I was just like, what? What the fuck is this? So you tried to confirm with me that we had plans at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
when I'm fucking working.
Mm-hmm.
And you wait until 8 o'clock to tell me that you made other plans
mm-hmm.
when our plans were for 8:30.
We're broken up.
Suck a fucking dick. Jesus Christ. That pisses me off, eh?
You were angry when you got here today.
I get a little fired up. I get a little fired up because these people with their fucking... You're with somebody and they're fucking texting. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's fucking annoying.
I know. I'm bad for it, too.
You're not that bad. You're not constant. You're not having conversations back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
No.
You know, if you got to pull out the phone and drop a quick text saying, you know, whatever you got to say... The whole point of a fucking text is not a conversation. The fucking point of a goddamn text is to get the point across quickly and concisely so that you don't have to have a conversation. I don't text you saying, hey, what are you doing right now? And then, you know, 3 or 4 texts back and forth later say, want to get together? Shut the fuck up. I say, do you want to get together? Yes or no? Jesus.
He does. And if I respond with too many characters, I get yelled at.
Oh, yeah. I fucking...
Like, get to the point, Lees.
You know what? The phone for me is purely just to get to the fucking point.
Ow, I'm sorry.
That's right, R2.
Continue.
Anyway.
The new kitten is attacking
me. The whole point of cell phones and all of that is to get to the point. I don't fucking want to talk to people on the phone. I don't want to talk to people through text message. Matt is being attacked now. I think my angry voice is firing up R2-D2.
R2-D2, of course, the new kitten. Keeps sticking his claws in my back.
He's a little needle bastard. He'll get you. Getting me last week.
He fucking hurts too, dog.
Oh, it gets right. He broke skin last week.
Oh, man, you little bastard. Oh,
anyways, so anyways, that's my fucking rant. I fucking hate these things. So, you know, basically, I just said, if you fucking make plans with me, don't call for confirmation.
Because Rav doesn't like that.
That's it. Don't fucking ask for confirmation. You made plans.
Cunt.
You know, if you can call and cancel, do it fucking early. Or if I've called and canceled, well, then you know. But if I haven't canceled, why the hell would we not, you know, be on? Ah, it's a fucking piss off. So that's it. That's it for me, and it's it for the fucking technology. And I think the next time I'm having a conversation with somebody and they're fucking texting in front of me, I'm going to smack it out of their hand like Arthur Spooner in fucking King of Queens. That's it. Smacking it out of their hands like it was crack.
Your 5 minutes is up.
Yeah, and then I'll piss on it. Oh, fuck it.
I like this angry reverend.
Light it on fire and piss on it to put it out. Put that up to your mouth and talk,
bitch. Motherfucker. Okay, Rev.
So, yeah, I'm done.
Good job. You Thanks. Feel good?
I feel better.
Feel better? Good.
I feel lighter.
Good.
I feel lighter.
Good.
Did you know that tonight is the ultimate fight night? Team GSP versus Team Koscheck.
I don't know what that means, but I like wrestling.
This is, think of wrestling, but real. Real.
There's
real winners and losers.
There's a pay-per-view on Sunday if you'd like to come over.
Maybe.
Or if you'd like to come to Hamilton with me in the afternoon, we can go to PWA.
We might be able to work that one out, sir.
All right, all right.
What would it cost me?
To go to PWA?
Yeah.
Nothing. You're with me.
Awesome.
You might have to help me plug in the audio.
That's cool. How did your in-ring appearance go?
Didn't really happen. The venue was a little different. We didn't really have as much control over everything. Yeah. And the guy that I was with wasn't really that game.
Oh, really?
So we're going to do it again on... We're going to do it at the Sunday event.
With
Miami. The main guy who I'm buddies with, and he'll get right into it. So,
all
right.
Is this... I'm not sure. Does this organization go to Ingersoll? Was
yeah,
it in Ingersoll?
I think so, yeah.
Is there a heavyset fella named Big Money?
There could be. I haven't seen him.
He's a manager, I think.
Oh, there's not very many managers in this.
No? Okay.
No.
Because there's another guy on my Facebook that does the same sort of thing. Small wrestling organization.
PWACanada.com.
All right.
Of course, also to hear PWA Cast hosted by Reverend Matt Lees.
Yeah. Probably a lot less swearing, eh?
Quite a bit less swearing.
It's family friendly, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
That's so funny.
Rev, would you like to talk to complete strangers?
Well, I would, but only if we have witty questions to ask them.
All right. How about this? We're gonna pull up quizzes, and we're going to talk to complete strangers. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right, so what we're going to do is, I know this may not be the most original thing in the world, we're going to load up Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette.
Let's see what we wind up with. Oh, there's us.
Okay, so wait, let's get the questions up. Let's kind of screen the questions before we roll the dice or somebody's already on.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear us?
Are you there, sir?
Hello? Oh, here we go. Hello?
Hello?
He's waving. No, he's. Oh, he blocked us. He's not interested.
Oh, that's it, dude. You got to get in the picture, eh? You got to get in the picture.
All right, hold on, man.
Fuck you! You whited yourself out. It's just me sitting back here.
I love it. I'm gonna start calling people cunts.
Yeah, I know. You're hidden. You're hidden, fuckface.
Okay, so what we got there was somebody who looked like Kumar.
Really, I thought it looked more like Harold.
Harold was Asian. Kumar was Indian. This guy we had was fucking Kopal and shit.
He looked somewhere Kopal. In between. Maybe he was like Laos or Cambodian.
Fair enough. He he didn't want to talk to us.
You don't want to fuck with Laos or Cambodians either, by the way. So I'm running a little risk by saying that there.
That's fair. Don't worry. Oh, yeah. I'll protect you.
They'll get you. Knives. And...
Okay. Oh.
Now it's all me. What do we got here?
Hello. Oh, he canceled. Hello. Oh, look at this creepy motherfucker.
Holy shit.
What's going on?
Hello?
Nothing.
I'm waving.
Now we got Eminem, and he ditched us too.
Yeah. Get your face in the fucking picture.
Don't get it. Oh, here we go. Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Oh, switched again.
People hate us.
I know.
People hate us already.
Good evening.
Hello and welcome
Next.
To Legend.
Literally. Hey,
hello.
Greetings.
Welcome to Legend in my spare time.
Hi.
Oh.
Literally, folks.
Roulette.
Oh, hi. Hey, how are you? Hello? We're friendly. Hi. She says hi.
Hey.
Can you hear us? I assume you can. No? Can you not hear us?
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
No, well, we both just waved, so it's high 10.
Oh, she switched.
Oh.
She waved and switched. Oh, I'm hurt now.
What happened to roulette?
We're getting ditched by people. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're on chatroulette.com, and it's got two screens, so it uses your webcam to broadcast to them, their webcam to broadcast to you. We literally had like 8 people switch us immediately.
How much trouble do you think it would be if we just kept hitting it and I was mooning?
You're going to moon Sue. This doesn't get interesting.
I think I might have to.
Okay, here's how we're going to do this.
Nah,
we're going
to
I'm going to be Han, you're going to be Luke. And we're going to offer them a fabulous prize. Okay?
All right,
here we go. All right, see, now I'm in the picture, okay? Okay.
Yeah, how come all the lights on me, man?
Oh, hi. How are you? Hello, sir.
How's it going?
Hi.
You comfortable?
Switched. We just had a dude laying out on his couch.
Yeah, he just...
This is fascinating. This is really fascinating.
Is this something
Hello.
Else?
Hello, sir. Don't disconnect us. Give us a moment of your time, sir. Hello?
Make you famous.
Switched.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Well, we got something.
Hello, sir. Hey, how are you, sir? Hi.
This light, man.
Switched again. What is with these people?
Dude, how do you turn this light off?
Oh, douchebag.
There we go.
All right. Oh, look at that. That's nice. Next.
Just a squiggly line. People hate us on chat roulette. They're probably wondering, who the fuck are these guys? Popping up going, hello!
Hi. All right, shh. Let's be pro this time.
Hello. Hello.
Dude, that one guy, I'm not going to lie, that Eminem looking dude scared me.
Dude, it looked like he had makeup on. Like, no. he looked fucking weird.
I bet you people do some fucked up shit on this fucking thing. I fucking bet they do, man. This is fascinating so far, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting, we're not getting anything, to be honest.
I was really hoping that somebody would want to fucking talk with us.
Well, what can you do? Fuck them in the ear.
Okay.
Chat,
come on.
Chat roulette is
useless.
It's a bit
piece
of
shit.
Oh,
sorry about that. No, that's fucking.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. I farted. Let's see if anybody. Oh, we can't wake Ollie up right now on Skype.
Nah.
Can you hear us reaching, ladies and gentlemen?
Ollie was nice enough to wish me a happy birthday, too.
Oh, that's fucking cute. Suck my dick. You fucking pussy. Come on, chat roulette.
I'm getting sentimental in my old age, Matt. I'm feeling the love.
The one day made the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't.
Because you were an asshole before.
Nah, I'm still an asshole. I always
be. You were an asshole to me today.
What are you talking about?
Hey, do you think we got banned? It won't let us connect anything to anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck it. But ask me some questions.
All right, Rev.
Let's just go through these fucking questions anyways.
Okay, Rev. In which one of these videos does Britney Spears herself perform a backflip? You Drive Me Crazy, Hit Me Baby One More Time, Oops I Did It Again, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. When Dave Chappelle returned from his visit to South Africa, to which U.S. city did he return?
Cincinnati. Cleveland.
Cincinnati's not a choice.
I couldn't read it from here. What?
Just giving you a dirty look. Oh, the mom, Mona, from Who's the Boss, recently played a mom on which other television show? The War at Home, 2 1/2 Men, King of Queens, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
I have no idea. What are all the questions? Okay, you know what? I'm going to have... let's try 2 1/2 Men.
2 1/2 Men.
Yeah.
Okay. Which of these television stars did not start a music career after their stint on TV?
Okay.
Did not.
Natalie. No, they all did.
I think it's going to be did not start a music career after.
Oh, so Jennifer Love Hewitt, yeah, because she was singing before she was. God, her music is horrible too.
I used to listen. Oh, who's this guy?
Hey! Oh, I think it's like a demo.
I thought we were getting somebody cool.
Hey, you got something going on? No, you don't. Fucking demo.
This is so much fun, man.
Christ.
You're doing great so far. Next question.
All right.
Which of these actors has never dressed in drag in a movie?
Hugh
Grant, Tom Hanks.
I'm going to say Johnny Depp. No, no, no.
Why let me read the questions?
Sorry, you know, sorry,
just
sorry.
Fucking, just
no,
fucking.
Say the question. Say the question.
Oh, wait. I think.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Well.
Next.
Okay.
Which of these actors has never dressed in drag in a movie? Wesley Snipes, Johnny Depp, Tom Hanks, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Okay.
I think he only does it in real life.
The New Radicals had a one-hit wonder in 1998. Name the song.
You get what you give.
That's right. Girls usually know more about pop culture. You're a girl, right? Yeah, duh.
Oh,
no way.
Wow.
Hey,
how's
hi,
it
how
going?
You guys doing?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
I don't even know what your computer is doing right now.
Oh, they can't hear us, I don't think. Can you guys hear us?
Stop it.
Stop what?
We got a young couple here.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear him. Hello. Oh, he's angry. Hey, how you doing? Can you hear us here?
I don't know.
This is probably only interesting for us, eh?
These are just people that we connect with over the web.
It is not. I don't know.
We got this young... Oh, they ditched us. He was about to make fun of us, too. We were going to get somewhere with them. Nice young couple, smile on their face.
We got a
new shirt to look better.
You know, sometimes the part in your crotch kind of folds up and it looks like you got a bit of a woody.
Yeah.
I just try to cover that spot.
Okay. We're going to submit your answers to the trivia. Let's see. Oh, my
right.
Fucking God. There's more questions.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we're going to do these questions with these people here. I wonder why they can't hear us, sir.
I don't know. Maybe they were listening to something, though.
They had their fucking TV on. It's pretty rude if you ask me.
Well, I think they're maybe watching something on the computer.
Yeah, and then he's like, I don't even know what your computer's doing right now.
Yeah, and they're like, there's guys on our screen.
Some two fucking dudes on
here. We're laughing at you. Okay, so I'm going to ask you these questions now, the next set.
All right.
Because we're like one quarter of the way done, so I don't want to do all of them myself. So
that's fair.
So we'll split it up, fitty-fitty.
That's what she said.
At the beginning of Stephen King's career, his publisher wanted to limit the number of novels he wrote, lest the public get sick of him. King's solution was to write some of his books under a pseudonym. What is that name?
Richard
Bachman. Stark, Richard Bachman, Gus Pillsbury, or Gus Van Sant?
Richard Bachman, I believe.
You would be correct. What is the name of the only female Smurf in the cartoon The Smurfs? I'm not going to read them all. You know it.
Smurfette.
Shit. Hi-yo! What television show featured a baby screaming the one-liner, not the mama? Oh, I remember this.
Not the mama.
The PJs, Dinosaurs, Full House, or Step by Step?
Dinosaurs.
Yes, sir. Another correct one, yeah.
Thank you, motherfucker.
That was an annoying show. On the television show Friends, Joey and Chandler had a whiteboard posted on the back of their front door. What do Rachel and Monica have on the back of their door? Well, you know that.
I'm afraid to answer because you'll fucking make fun of me.
A photo, a frame, a whiteboard, nothing.
A frame.
Yeah. What is the real name of the Batman villain Two-Face? Oh, fuck, you know this.
Harvey Dent.
Shit, yeah.
Okay.
Which celebrity inspired the hit HBO show Entourage? Leo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, or Colin Farrell?
I'm going to go Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, see, that one I don't know.
Me neither.
In Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson asks why a quarter pounder with cheese is called a royale with cheese in France. What is the answer? because of the metric system, because of the monarchy, because Princess Diana loved it, because the French think they're better than the Americans.
We got to go with that one.
Do you know that one?
No,
or are you
but
just
we
got to
go
that?
With the French.
Okay, because I know the answer, but I'm not going to give it to you.
That's what she said.
In the
wait.
Okay. Oh, we got more peeps.
We're onto another page. Now,
yeah. Oh, so yeah. It would be mine.
Says don't broadcast adult content.
Don't broadcast adult content. Yeah.
Shit.
We should take the show on the road.
We should do that. We should do that.
I think so. We will.
In The Big Lebowski, what is the main character's favorite drink? You gotta know this. Is it Rob Roy, White Russian, Martini, or Rum and Coke?
I'm gonna say White Russian.
Good job.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that loving feeling.
Ended The Sopranos. Name the lead singer of that band that performs the song. Is it Steven Tyler, Steve Perry, David Lee Roth, or Rick motherfucking Springfield?
All right. Steve Tyler's Aerosmith. David Lee Roth is that other one with the VH, Van Halen. It's either Steve Perry or Rick Springfield. I think Springfield had a different hit, so I'm going to go with Steve Perry.
Okay. Which product's commercial jingle does George Costanza compare himself to? Speed Stick, Gillette, Hair Club for Men, or McDonald's?
Hair Club for Men?
Hair Club for Men. We got hair for all you men. I'm not just a customer.
I'm a client as well.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Want answers?
Chat roulette hurts my feelings.
Oh, my God. We got shut down. Fuck, we got shut down more than Tim Van Den Heuvel in high school.
Oh! I wonder how many times on the show we've said,
I don't know.
All right.
Not enough, if you ask me.
This is going to be the one where we're going to get to talk to somebody. There you go. Here we go. Hey, how you? Oh, is this dude laying in bed?
You sleeping?
What the fuck, man?
What is?
Are you just
you
hoping
doing?
Some half naked chick's gonna come on and you can beat off with her? Hello.
Disconnect.
We had fucking Enrique Iglesias in his bed there. Okay. Rev.
Yes.
Who played the father on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Was it Reginald Bell Johnson, James Avery, Alfonso Ribeiro, or Bill Cosby?
Reginald Vell Johnson, I believe.
Wrong answer, McFly.
Maybe.
Pog is a game played with small decorated discs, also called Pogs. What does Pog stand for? Purple, orange, and green. Passion fruit, orange, and guava. Pound down game, or Pog doesn't stand for anything.
Pound out game. I don't fucking know.
Pound out game.
I was too old for that game.
Okay, they say that young people are hip and old people are out of touch, but is that really true? What's your age? Well, oh, we got somebody.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I'd like to apologize for that buzzing you just heard, by the way, folks. I did fix it.
What was it?
It was because I had the computer volume really loud.
For fuck's sakes.
What year were you born?
77.
You're an old man.
Yeet.
Fag.
And the what day, are you, like 83 or something?
Day was the 13th? 81. Yeah. Was it the 13th?
Yeah.
Look at me. And the month was 9.
Yes,
Continue. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
We don't get the results unless we fill out their fucking...
Yeah.
I'm going to say you failed, and I'm going to give you a B minus.
A B? Yeah, you guys, you know... B minus.
B minus. You know, you get a B minus, you cunt. I can't believe how many people ditched us on chat roulette. They don't know who we are.
They don't know that we're a big deal. That's the problem.
I bet you if we had Tara here, people would talk to us.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Fuck them for that. That hurts my feelings, Rev.
It's such a sexist society we live
in. I'm hurt.
I'm really disappointed in the world.
Like, we can't have somebody to chat with just because we're dudes?
We're just looking for someone to chat with.
Uh-oh, what's this?
What does it say?
It's, did you see what it said?
No, what did
I'll
it say?
I'll rate your tits. It was a whiteboard that said, I'll rate your tits. And then 1 to 10, as if he would circle it. You got somebody playing us music.
All right.
Play it, big guy.
Yeah. Are you going to sing too?
How you doing? That's awesome, dude. Play it. This is crazy. Looks like we have no idea where this guy is.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
Keep going.
Oh.
I don't know if they're disconnecting us. I'm wondering. Is it? It says switching, right?
Yeah, but I'm not clicking anything to switch.
Oh. I don't think they are either. Hello. That was a quick switch. Pretty good show on.
Randall? Nice music, Randall. Where are you?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Don't look so angry.
Describe this guy for us.
Goatee, dark eyes, dark...
What the fuck's wrong with you? We are a Canadian radio show. Would you like to be on the show? All right, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Hello? He can't hear us, though.
Oh, if he can't hear us.
He can't hear us? See, we can hear him typing.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Say something.
Hello?
Try again.
No, huh? What about now? Check. One, two.
This is how we do it.
Try
We're
again.
The legend in my spare time posse. Rolling around.
Well,
asking some questions on chat roulette.
Okay. We can hear you.
We can hear you.
What's your name, sir? Is what I asked him. Will you answer? George? That was it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Got that. All right. So maybe what we'll do is I will speak what you're typing. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time. Where are you from?
All right. This is great.
Yeah.
Sperry, California.
Wow. All right.
All right. West Side. I don't know.
I got nothing to say.
All right. Bring up the questions for him.
Okay. I don't want to type out the questions.
I'll definitely look it up.
All right. He can't hear us, though.
Okay. Well, tell him to, you know, fix his speakers or something.
No, we can hear him, but he can't hear us. I'm so confused.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Okay. Okay. You know what we're going to do?
What? This is getting, like, kind of tedious stupid. Here.
This is boring.
We're at 45 minutes.
45. All right. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
How about that?
He's I like
tell
that.
Us
yeah.
About ourselves.
Yeah, I'm always game for a
freelance writer working at Target, and that's about it.
Freelance.
Nothing too exciting.
That's exciting to us. I heard Target has awesome shirts.
Well, if anything got bought, then that'd be more exciting.
What did he say?
Said something about bought. Freelance writer is... Oh, okay. So he said if anything got bought, that'd be more exciting. So what does he write? Ask what
but
he writes.
I keep trying. Very true. I've worked at some crap jobs where the uniform was bullshit.
Ask him what he writes. Like, what does he write? What does he write about? What does he write for? Come on, Matt. Work on your interview
I'm
skills.
I'm trying. Thank you.
I basically try to write about anything. Usually my best stuff is somewhat dark, either about drugs or suicide or something. Never had those thoughts in my mind of actually doing it in reality. But writing, it seems to flow perfectly.
Right on. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Ask him if there's somewhere we could find some of his work to peruse at our leisure. Is there somewhere us and our listeners can do your work?
Not really anywhere. Unless if it's like on my blogs or something.
Oh, does he have a blog that he wants to promote?
Not at the moment. It's still a little bit weak. I'm gonna hopefully get back to school here soon to strengthen up my writing and get my journalism degree going.
Cool. Tell him to hit us up on send us some shit. I don't know, email. Tell him to hit us, where to find us, and then it's time to move on. Oh, well, we are musicians.
I'll definitely be checking it out.
And you can find our music on our podcast. Thanks for talking with us. 10+ other people ditched us. It's true.
I'm fairly new to this site, so it's kind of a actual relief to find normal people on this freak show of chat roulette.
Yeah. We see some weird fucking people. Oh, have you seen the "I'll rate your tits" guy?
Yeah, I've seen several dozen of those guys. I usually give them the middle finger or go, try again.
This is our first time, right? Just say, this is our first time. We're newbies. I don't know. This TV. He's watching TV.
I've been on and off this site for the past couple of days. It's a good way to kill time.
Okay. Have you ever seen any tits? Yeah, good question.
Like, out of probably every 50 people I've chatted with on this thing, I've probably seen about maybe one and, 2.5 tits, basically. Probably side boob.
Side shots. All right.
Very true, yeah. I did count it.
All right. Listen. Cut them loose, bud. Say thanks a lot. Ah, he said, nice work, sir. It's been a pleasure. We hope to hear from you. Show us your boobs.
Yeah, definitely. Nope. No man boob for you.
Yeah, he declined on the boob showing.
Thank you, sir.
What's the name of the show again?
Oh, Legend in My Spare Time.
That's us.
I'll definitely be checking you guys out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Tell them it's on iTunes.
I already did, okay?
Now we get one.
Bye-bye. We talked to... Why can't he hear us, Rev?
That's... Dude, in a perfect world, eh? In a perfect
I'm
world.
I'm fucking annoyed because...
In a perfect world, we'd see lots of ladies' boobies.
Boobies, ladies.
Ladies, you know. Your boobs. The camera's on, Rev. The camera's working, man.
Yeah, and we're talking. Our mic... I'm sure that our mics are working.
Oh, you're such a pig. Don't burp in our listeners' ears.
Don't try to blame it on me,
you fucking piece of shit. Fucking Matt
fucking
Lees.
Crass mofo.
Fucking hate Matt Lees. What a fucking cunt.
I hate Matt. I'm going to make a website that's called I Hate Matt Lees.
Oh, do it. I need a website. Do that up.
You need something to pimp yourself, man. You don't have a fan page or anything.
You fucking told me like 20 episodes ago you were going to make me a fan
page.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll pimp you.
Oh, yeah, you'll pimp me. All right, mother.
That's right.
Let's take a look.
And as Big Love would say, you got a party mouth.
Hey, boy. You got a party mouth. Party mouth, boy. We're going to try one more chat roulette. If this does not work, if they cannot hear us, we will both flip them the bird and we will hang up. Fair?
Probably be the same guy we just talked to. He's like, the only one that's willing to talk.
Do you think he, well, he's going to listen to this, but he didn't want to share his writing. Do you think that's fair because he didn't know who the fuck we were?
Well, no, I think he just didn't have a body of work to share. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's done some, like, pilots and shit like that.
Maybe, like, but he didn't even want to get specific. He said dark stuff, but do you think it's, like, essays, novels? Well, like,
it's probably, like, short stories. Probably, like, short stories. Maybe, who knows? He's in California. Maybe, writing some pilots and shit like that.
Maybe he writes porn.
Well, don't we all?
Uh-oh, this guy's got his dick in his hand. Look. This guy's got
put
his cock in his hand.
Oh!
All we had...
This site is kind of scaring me now.
Really? Oh my God, I'm scared. Hi! Dude. Hey, how are you doing, man? He's not interested. Sweet.
No. No tits here.
What we should do is...
Oh! Whoa! Crotch shot! Get rid of it!
No! Did you see that? Yeah. So there was a hairy dude's crotch.
Sam Squatch!
Wearing wearing leather shorts, and it was just his crotch.
Oh, shit. Oh,
my God. This site is fucking amazing.
What are we on again, Matt? What is this?
Chatroulette.com. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Is this a Skype thing?
No, I thought Chatroulette was a Skype thing, but it's obviously just a fucking crazy little website that lets you use your webcam to connect to random other webcams, and we just saw a dude's fucking...
At least he had boxers on, man.
Oh, but they weren't going to be on for long. I'm just saying.
Well, then thank God he got rid of us, which is funny.
Yeah.
He got rid of
us. We weren't good enough to show his dick to.
Thank you.
This is crazy. This site is fucking... I'm like, every time it links to somebody, I get a little scared.
Well, yeah, you don't know what you're going to get, man. Like, it's... And it's not all good.
No, it's creepy, right?
Well, there was that one shot where I couldn't see it, but it looked like the dude was holding his pecker. And then we just saw just a shot of a guy's legs and boxes. Here's a guy with his shirt off.
Hi.
Is it warm where you are?
Moon him. Moon him. Do it.
You have no shirt on, sir. Do it.
Can you hear us? Moon him. He's waving. Hi. Hi.
Is he just going to... He's just going to type.
Rev. Moon him. Moon him. Do it.
He's got
no
shirt on.
Do it. Moon him. Moon him. Look Come him on. Come on. Moon him.
Is he in like a cabin?
He's in a log cabin.
No, you don't mess with the people in log cabins, dude.
Oh, he's not coming to Canada. You're in a log cabin. Can you hear us? Oh, he didn't like my log cabin joke.
Yeah, fuck him. Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up? Oh, you could have fucking...
Yo!
Dude, you notice it's all dudes like with their bed behind them as if they just came on here to try to beat off with somebody?
This is like fucking odd.
Hey, what's up, Enrique Iglesias?
Hey.
No. Oh, okay, here we go. Hi, how are you?
Hey, you got headphones on. You must be able to hear us.
Nope.
Uh-oh, what's this? It's a foot. It's a foot.
Did you know it was a dude beating off?
No.
Dude, yes, it was.
Oh, we just saw this guy. He already got rid of us.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're back. Can you hear us?
Hello. I know you can.
What are you looking at?
Dude, that was... Rev.
Why does it keep going back to this guy?
Wait, Rev, I'm telling you, that was a dude beating off.
I think it was just a foot.
No, dude, it was a dude beating off. Please believe me.
It was very fuzzy and...
Uh-oh. I'm scared. Switch! I'm afraid!
This is like... It's very fuzzy. Oh, switch it again. Get rid of this guy. Before we actually see who we're looking at, it comes in fuzzy. And it's kind of scary.
I'm not sure what it's going to look like.
No,
dude,
and then
that was a
it
dude.
Takes about 3 seconds and then boom, it goes clear.
We saw a dick.
That was not a dick. That was a foot.
Rev, I swear to God, I saw a dude beating off just now.
Dude. Okay, unless that was like a bent nail dick. You know,
no,
like,
man, it just wasn't there long enough, but I'm telling you.
Thank God it wasn't there long enough, then.
I know, I don't want it there longer, but...
I think I saw a foot, and you're not changing my mind.
No, man. No, man. You just saw another man masturbating.
I don't...
Hey, oh, what
Get your hand out of your pants. Cool. I don't care if you got a peace sign on your t-shirt, you fucking hippie.
God, I wish they could hear us.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused as to why they can't.
God, I wish they could hear us, man. I mean, they should be at the very least be able to hear us through the fucking USB camera. I'm gonna try putting it on this side for now. What's going on? Well, hey, what's up? Hi, can you hear us?
Hola.
Hello.
Hola.
Hi. Oh. Fucking Milad wasn't interested.
Milad.
Hi.
Hi.
See the cum.
What? Dude, you gotta... What the fuck are you... Are you holding your pecker? No, he's not.
Yes, he is!
There's no... Oh, shit, that is a pecker there.
And I wrote to him, you dirty old fuck.
Switch!
He had his dick in his hand, man.
And he's drinking a beer.
This is amazing.
This is kind of sick.
This site is fucking insane.
This is...
How are you, sir?
Sick site.
He switched us too, man. Dude, we've got two dicks. The odds here are great that we're going to see some boobs soon.
No, I don't think that it's that great.
I think we're going to see boobs in the next... What's that?
Oh, now that was a pack. Oh, my God. I want you... You know, here's what I want you to do, Matt.
We've seen this guy.
Oh, I just gave him the finger.
Here, I want you to just hold Jesus in front of the camera.
Okay.
So that all that they see is Jesus. And now let's just start switching. Switch. I just want them to see Jesus.
You.
Jesus sees you.
It's you and Jesus. Hit next.
Oh. Jesus knows what you're doing.
My favorite Let's In My Spare Time episodes are the ones where we're the only ones having fun.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. What's up? Hi, how you doing?
Jesus loves you.
He's not impressed. This young guy right here.
He doesn't know. He's a little iffy. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, man? Switched. Switched.
Oh, oops. Oh, shit.
Switched. Okay, my arms are getting tired.
Oh, there's a complain button, too, eh? Oh, we got switched. Dude, if that's your pecker, Jesus is watching.
It is his pecker.
No. Jesus is laughing at your pecker.
So many dicks. Oh my
God. Oh, big eyes.
Uh-oh. Switch it, I'm scared.
I'm scared. That guy was in bed. What the fuck is this? People sleep with a fucking camera on them? Like, this is retarded.
I'm telling you, man, they're waiting for beat-off buddies.
There you go. Oh, that's the perfect one.
I'm watching.
Dude, you're in bed. You watching a scary movie?
I still don't understand why they can't do this.
Jesus is watching you, you dirty fuck.
I just hope we ruin one dude's boner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously, folks.
Okay, enough of this. Let's get rid of it. We're at 59 minutes.
Oh, wait. Why is this guy, why is he positioned just like this?
Because he's going to pull it out. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's him again. Oh, my God. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves all the children. Okay. Oh, not interested.
Good.
Look at this guy. Oh, this guy could be our friend. Oh.
You know what you should do?
Huh.
That guy was in East LA. Holy word.
Oh, God, it's another.
You gotta put. Type in.
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. Make it go away.
Type in Jesus is watching you and like copy and paste it so you can just boom, 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 smack people with it. Yeah, fuck it. Okay, you know what? We're at an hour now. Let's kill it. Let's kill it. This is a disgusting sight. Reverends and rabbis do not like this.
No. One more. One more.
Oh, my God. This is like masochist. Is it masochist when you do shit to yourself?
Yeah, but that means...
Or is it sadist?
No, that's like masochist. Like, isn't that like cutting yourself and shit? Like, this is just dudes
This is like mental masochist. Oh, naked lady. All right. And you told her. And you told her Jesus is watching. Her.
Sure did. Hi.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. No. Next.
Why would you switch next on
it
that?
It had one? An ad banner on it. It obviously wasn't a real chick.
No, it was like. It was at one point. She's probably cracked out somewhere sucking dick for crack.
She doesn't even know where she's fucking at right now.
Well, no, she did. Well, not now. Back then, I think that I saw a date in the bottom corner there. I think that was like an old loop.
That's what it should say. Jesus says, fuck you. Oh, it's honey.
Wait, see, look. Okay, look at the bottom. 10:19 p.m.
It's 10:19, yeah. Oh. But that doesn't mean shit. Oh, she switched us this time.
Yeah, she doesn't like Jesus.
Oh, hi.
Guy or girl? Oh, that was a girl.
Damn it. She didn't want to talk to us either.
Okay. Okay. Let's get rid of this site, man. This is sick.
Okay, it's gone.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Matthew. You're killing me, man. Jesus.
How many dicks did we just see?
We just saw like 8 or 9. Oh. Fuck, this is so gay.
For those of you who are at home right now, the Reverend looks incredibly, incredibly uncomfortable right now.
I am, man. Like, we had to see 8 cocks just to see one girl in her panties. And then you switched from the girl in her panties.
I'm sorry. Are you going to be able to forgive me? Are you going to come back next week?
Yeah, I'll come back, but you gotta get straight, man.
I'm straight. I just thought it was funny to see you squirm.
That was very squirmy.
Okay, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com is how you get at us.
Bitches.
Would you like to see my dick?
I just saw 8.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God.
Next time.
I feel like I'm in Catholic high school all over again.
Wait.
Yeah.
Next time, we'll tell you about my adventures in the wrestling ring. Yeah. And we'll talk about the show coming up this Friday, which features the Sally Chancer and Matt Lees.
Matt motherfucking Lees. If anyone's in Kitchener, you get your asses out to Flanagan's.
It's not going to go up by then.
On Friday. Okay, well.
This isn't going up for a week.
Well, you know what? Then you missed out if you didn't make it to Flanagan's, bitches.
And we'll tell you all about it next week.
Yeah, Sally Chancer, Matt motherfucking Lees performing on stage. We're going to fucking kill it.
We really are. Oh, yeah. We're literally shutting the bar down.
Oh, yeah.
They are out of business as of closing time.
We're going to be rolling dirty.
Dirty.
We're going to get drunk, right?
We are going to get pissed drunk. I am not going to drive home.
All right.
I'm going to stay loaded.
We'll hear all about it next week, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else?
Fuck y'all.
Here's Andy Kennedy with the retard screen.
The rabbi.
We'll see you next time on Legend of My Spare Time. I'm Matt Lees.
I'm the Reverend Jeffrey Kennedy. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, hallelujah.
AK.
Legend of My Spare Time. Motherfucker. Crossroads, I believe I'm sinking down.
It's like masturbation in my ears.